that dead air was just dead air. There was no automation coming on.
The utmost of professionalism.
Good 20,
much like my speaking abilities. I've gotten rusty over the past month.
How long have you been out?
I want to say 4 weeks, however long the band's been practicing.
Good God.
Yeah.
Just me and Kate and ringers of various sorts.
Yeah, at least you got beaved by one.
That's right. God, you haven't been in since Veronica showed me her pooch?
No, that was the first week I was gone. I was like, of course. Of course the 1 week, like after I've been here for God knows how many years, pretty much every week. Miss some flappy meat curtains.
Veronica might actually be joining us a lot more, man.
All right.
So you might be in for the encore.
Might see some lippage.
Yeah, just yanked out her top. She doesn't have the biggest, you know, endowments. That would crumble like a house of cards. Just give it a strong yank. Let's all see the nipples. Let's just get it out there.
Yeah, but they're probably like shriveled grapes. Because any fat chick who loses weight, just stretch
marks
everywhere.
But don't you want to see? Don't you want to see?
I have seen it. Haven't you ever effed a mom?
I have. Ew. But mine wasn't. Mine didn't lose the weight.
Because she was still with child. Eight and a half months pregnant.
Actually lactating upon me. Well, we're skipping the intro today. One, because I didn't have a funny clip. I'd been watching a lot of funny crap, just didn't get around to recording anything.
Yeah, that's so weird. Because, yeah, I was thinking of several ideas.
Well, I hope you're only thinking of one idea to play during.
Oh, for
the
today?
Events, yeah.
I was thinking either Tornado of Souls or. Was it Folsom Prison Blues? Where he says, I hear the hurricane a blow.
Why do you have to get so cerebral? Why? Why do you have to overthink it, Will?
I associate this with air shows. Blue angels flying over white trash.
Why, when we're going through our first hurricane in a good, 4 or 5 years?
Oh, Lord. I don't even know. I don't
this
pay
is
attention
it.
To this
is
ish.
The intro. There's no Motorhead today. There's no funniness. You just get the Scorpions, Klaus Meine.
He's apparently hung like a goddamn mule.
Almost dropped an F-bomb. Klaus Meine?
Yeah, like I remember Jasmine St. Clair, who's a goddamn porn star who banged 300 dudes at once, said he was like so big he hurt her.
Oh my God. I've heard the same about Tom Jones.
I don't know.
Elvira, Mistress of the Dark. What a great pair of tits on that
to go to the hospital.
Yeah, lost the V card to him and was ripped up so badly.
But I think that could be like with almost any version, though.
I guess. Like but she like said he was massive. I mean, like, she had to get the daddy stitch put back in, like, after you have the kid.
The extra stitch.
Pretty much, yeah.
Just so anyone else after that could feel something.
Her vag and ass had just merged into one gigantic hole.
Septical.
Like a duck's parts. That's literally. Well, welcome to another edition of Papa's Basement. Might as well get this out of the way. Since we have a full-length intro, none of that 2-minute Motorhead crap. So we can take as long as we goddamn please.
Wait, where's the feeder inches line? Is that coming up right now?
I think we already... Oh, you're right. Hold on. It's after this chorus. Hold on. Or pre-chorus.
Or this verse. Like the, it should be the next line if it... No.
Nah,
we already missed it. So yeah.
What is it?
Give her inches just and feed her well.
Yeah, it's a dirty song when you get right down to the lyrics.
Dude, all hair metal, like cherry pie. You didn't realize that
it's not really about pie.
I mixed up the batter and she licked the beater.
Oh, that was filthy.
Like all those bands, like all the lyrics are just euphemisms for
shit. Janie Lane might as well turn to the mic after the third chorus and been like, this is all about pussy. It's all a euphemism.
Yeah, they keep saying swinging instead of effing.
Yeah, effing.
God, what else? I don't remember. Good goddamn band, huh? Poor Janie Lane.
Well, you can listen to us live every Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m. at fcac.org/WEBR. Shows archives hosted at my website, inpapasbasement.com. Get a hold of Will on Twitter. He loves him some Twitter. You haven't been on much lately, but...
No, actually, last time I was talking to people, I haven't twatted, though.
Okay.
I haven't had any original ideas.
If you want to talk to Will, he's at Billy Basil. That's Billy with a Y, not an I-E. He's not a...
Gene.
Exactly. He's not an 80s woman. If you want to get a hold of me, I'm at Papa's Basement.
Now we can bring it down, I think.
How long is this goddamn song?
Like 14 minutes. Indigata to Vita length.
Weren't they in the like octagon at that point? With, like fans kind of like clinging to the wall.
The whole video, because I sat and watched it four times, because you can't like watch that once and then not be like, give me another. I love the Scorpions, by the way. I have a soft spot for them.
They have some pretty good stuff.
They are. Those Krauss can make some catchy goddamn music. And now that I know Klaus, because Klaus is great, not he had balded.
Yeah,
he had, he just let go really long. He didn't care. He had the Gallagher hair.
Yeah, Gallagher, who else? Brian Johnson at AC/DC, who I've never seen without that cabbie hat. If that goddamn like cab driver's hat's glued to his head,
yeah.
I can only imagine.
That's what you did in the 80s. Sex in a jacuzzi and it's still a hat on.
Because like you had to have long hair, so if you're bald, you just had to go with a skullet. So I can only surmise. Yeah, Angus is pretty bald too, because he was always wearing the schoolboy hat.
Yeah, but that happened later in life. I think Angus had kind of a full mop for a long time.
Yeah, it could be. But, no, I'm pretty sure Brian Johnson had the Gallagher hair. God damn it, there's one other, like, really famous guy. Oh, like Kevin Dubrow.
Who's that?
Come On, Feel the Noise? Who's that? Quiet Riot?
Quiet Riot.
Yeah. No, and it's like, because they all have nappy-ass hair. It's like, as a kid, you look at it and you're like, their hair looks ishy, but
it looks flat on the top for some reason.
Because you haven't started losing your own hair. You don't know
so
like,
you're not just a PhD in balding all of a
picking
sudden?
Picking out male pattern
like,
baldness.
The DHT is just devouring those follicles. Like,
he's at stage two of the, like, eight-stage
yeah,
chart.
Yeah, the horseshoe. The horseshoe
he's got
balding
the
chart.
Bilateral temporal receding.
Oh, God. Oh, man. That's the worst. Right now, I've got the two little horseshoes forming at the sides.
You're pretty good, man.
It's because it's thicker, so it's coming back in. But I've like, lost. It's almost like a detachment that the enemy has broken off from the main force. Like, the first half inch is way thinner than everything else. And there's almost, like, this balding line where I know my new hairline's going to be established. And then you just pray that it'll hold there for a while.
Hey, you made it farther than me. I started losing my goddamn hair at 15.
Yeah, well, awful. I mean, you're just a pile of testosterone, though. You've got, like, dong down to your knee.
But that was like the... Oh, God, that Evan Blue. Like, what the hell? Why did I deserve that?
Oh, that's horrible. No, I mean, if you killed a person, I would be like, dude, he was bald by, like, 18. And they should give you manslaughter. Like, manslaughter 3 for
I mean,
max.
Luckily...
Especially if he was, like, really hairy.
I mean, I like the way I look with a shaved head better.
I'll
like
be joining you soon enough.
Agree.
I'll be joining you soon enough.
And it's a good motivation to keep in shape, too. Because that's when I started working out.
Oh, the
out.
Bald fat guy looks like Charlotte's husband from...
Oh, yeah.
That's it.
Harry.
There's
Harry
no,
Golden Black.
There's no compromise on the bald guy. You get in shape or, like, it doesn't matter if you shaved it or didn't shave it. Because a fat, bald guy...
And they always have the goatee, too.
Oh, of course. Just... Get the hair where you can. Just bounce it out a little. I mean, the facial hair is an easy trick to make you look a little slimmer, but they're so fat it doesn't pull anything off.
Yeah, so it's like, it's, I think immediately after I started shaving my head, I was like, oh, better get in shape.
Exactly.
Gotta look like Vin Diesel now.
You gotta get bulky and trim in the gut. Otherwise, you're gonna look like an effing AIDS patient or just someone who should have some sort of like, pawn themed reality show.
I was gonna say some mother effer on True TV.
Just one of those, yeah, exactly.
And then they always act hard, like they say on ONA. Yeah, always the folding arm the arms with the little logo in the corner.
Not every bald guy who's fat with facial hair can tussle. Sometimes there ain't substance under that lard. It's just lard. He got that way because he really loved his Final Fantasy.
That's the worst.
And Mountain Dew.
Like the fat guys at the gym who think they're big. Which, I mean, yeah, they have more body mass so they can lift weight, but they still look terrible.
Yeah, at the expense of 150 pounds.
Yeah.
They can outbench you by 20 lbs just because they have breasts the size of a mama cow.
That was kind of like my roommate in college. It was the same thing.
Just a big fat guy who'd put up 225 once and be like, aah! As he did it. And
I mean, I wouldn't know because I did not go to the gym once.
Uh-huh.
I wish I had. God damn.
Oh, so many wasted years. The gym, eating better, taking college serious. I mean, what do you want?
Yeah.
Sleeping with women I know liked me back then and didn't have the guts to act on it. What do you want?
The gym at USC? It was probably like the gym like Ivan Drago trained in.
just complimentary juice.
It was just like all kinds of like machines and Russian scientists. Like the goddamn Lakers would go there. Like probably just to pick up college tail.
Oh, God.
But also because, I mean, I imagine with all the effing money, it's still a pretty good goddamn gym.
Really, if I were the Lakers, I would march in there, get a couple of white chicks from the hills, and just have them treat my dongs like a jungle gym. That would be it. Just 5-6 of us at once, shaming these broads.
This one chick I knew got nailed by Shaq.
Of course she did. Of goddamn course she did. Because I'm sorry, if I were a college broad, why wouldn't you want to bang like some famous dude? I know Shaq's kind of.
Oh, they would, dude. Some like the good looking bitches that get like picked up in limos, probably by Charlie Sheen. I mean,
yeah.
Who the hell off?
Why
limos?
Seriously, in L.A., why wouldn't you be banging that? Because I don't care if you're not a 10 and you're not famous, you're young. And the older I get, the more I understand that, like, young tail, you can just bathe in that. You get your friggin' your energy back by hitting some of that. Now, older chicks are dirtier and better laced. Don't get me wrong.
Most deaf.
But there's something in youth, man. That's...
I don't know. It's been a
while. You can shrug off the fear of the Reaper for about 20 minutes.
But usually they're so, like, awful in bed. Yeah, and stupid.
Yeah, but the body's just so perky. What are you going to do?
I don't know.
The answer is have sex with it, Will. That's what you're going to do.
No, I mean, I have, but still just, oh, God, the stupidity. There some can be all right. I mean, they really got to be, like, not brain dead. I don't know. I can't fake it long enough to, like, feign interest anymore.
I don't know if we're going to get a better segue than brain dead to talk about people's behavior in the hurricane.
Oh, God, dude,
I mean, we have to. That's the reason we're here, pretty much. Otherwise, we could have pre-recorded this anytime and just tossed it on.
Oh, man, I went to,
Well, let's little foreplay, Will. I put it out there, and you're like, let's bang it. No. For those listening, and I guess a lot of you will be hearing this a couple days from now after the hurricane has passed, but right now at 3:12 p.m., we're getting, what, the initial...
Outer rings.
Yeah, the outer rim. If we're going to use ass terminology. Right where the pink goes to brown of Irene. Of Hurricane Irene coming to town, and we've got some rainfall, no winds yet, just an okay rainfall, nothing really scary.
It's kind of ominous, though. It's like jungle rain, or it's just like light but sustained.
The problem is, exactly, there is no end in sight. Typical rain in the D.C. area is a cloudburst for 3 to 5 minutes, long enough to scare your cat like it's the end of days, and you just watch her at the window and laugh. But no, like you said, this is just a... It hasn't quit.
This is like Jurassic Park rain. When Newman gets like eaten by the velociraptor.
It actually reminded me of a really old King of the Hill where there's a flood that they go through.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a flash of lightning, and Luann comments, "It's like God took our picture right before he kills us." I don't know why that line stays with me, but goddamn if that one doesn't make me laugh. But... as the night wears on, we're supposed to get more and more rain, and then what? I guess wind, as much wind as we can get, being 60 miles inland.
Is that how far inland we are?
I want to say our closest water 50. Is...
Well, Potomac.
Annapolis. Well, Potomac doesn't count.
Yeah.
I want to say our closest ocean time is like Annapolis-ish, right? That's kind of just east 60 miles,
I mean, like probably 40. 50 miles driving, so... As the crow flies.
As the crow flies. It's
probably 40, 35.
I think you're correct. But this area, and I was talking about this to myself in the car, which is how I kind of prepped for the show. This area, the D.C. area, doesn't handle disasters at all. We're literally the
worst.
Doesn't
handle anything at all.
We're the worst at anything, though.
Bad at snow, bad at rain.
We're horrible at snow.
Bad at having attractive women.
Yeah, let's go through these. Let's address these charges one at a time. First, the snow thing. For those outside of D.C., we live right at this latitude that allows us to not get enough snow that is old hat, but we can get a decent snow every now and again. But screw the decent snow.
We got hammered, what was it, 2 years ago
we had two different massive blizzards
like,
and last
a
year
week apart.
We had the flash snowstorm
in rush hour,
had people on the road till 1 a.m.
It took me, because I was talking to someone about that last night on Twitter, it took me, I think, 6.5 hours to go 15, 16 miles.
Yeah, I don't want to excuse that, though, by saying we only freak out during the big storms, because we don't. We need 2 inches, 3 inches to freak the F out.
If there's a cloud in the sky, people start driving 5 miles an hour.
The news vans love to get out to like a local grocery store, and it's a run on. We always have to have a run on what items? Well, there's
milk,
bread,
toilet paper.
There you go.
Those are the staples.
It's the holy trinity of idiocy.
Dude, I went to, like I was saying, Harris Teeter last night after I came back from the gym to get some steaks because that's all I eat.
Yeah.
And I want to get milk because I use it for like protein shakes or whatever. Like I actually drink it. Unlike probably 99% of the people who bought milk yesterday.
I was going to say, what does the average person even do with milk? I thought that wasn't kept in a fridge unless you had a kid who was into Lucky Charms.
I don't know, but it's,
like you, I use it for protein shakes. That's it.
Yeah, and like I get there and I'm just like, holy ish. Like it hadn't even occurred to me that things would be picked over, but the whole milk thing was empty except for a few quarts of skim milk, which is what I ended up getting.
Yeah, because skim milk's good. I don't get people who crap on skim milk. I don't want to drink liquid mayonnaise.
And then there's this short black chick there. She's like looking at one, and the expiration date was September 10th. And says, I'm taller than her. She's like, can you look up there, see if there's anything expires later?
Oh! Oh, you bitch!
And I was just like, all right. She was nice.
September 10th?
I know, I was like, you realize that's
like... What kind of super
like,
milk is that?
I know, like, I'm drinking Harris Teeter milk that said sell by August 22nd, and I bought that weeks ago. And it's only now starting to get that, like, paint thinner smell where you know it's going
I
bad.
I swear to God, dude. Is it just me, or did milk in the past few years, like, triple its lifespan? I remember you used to buy milk. You had it four to five days.
A week, yeah.
That was it. And when it went bad fast.
Yeah, I don't know. This Harris Teeter stuff, I think they're better than most places.
They can ultra-homogenize it or something.
Who the hell knows?
I know the lactose-free crap lasts easily a month.
No, it's not lactose-free. I mean, it's regular milk.
For normal milk, that's astounding.
I mean, maybe they just have, like, a source that's way closer so they don't have to truck it. Who knows? But I
don't know. Go nuts here. That's all I'm trying to say. We love any excuse to go lose our goddamn minds. The other day, you may have heard about this a little bit. We got, what, a 5.9 earthquake, Will?
I'm amazed it was that much because it didn't feel that bad to me.
It shook the house for about 30 seconds.
Yeah, like I said, I used to live in L.A. It's
a couple
a
picture frames
occurrence.
Knocked around. That was the extent of the damage.
Yeah, if you had some rickety like shelves mounted or something like that, something might fall.
So you think people would kind of shrug that off? Happened about, I want to say, 2:30 p.m. in a work day.
No, the whole city.
I got crap to do, a couple hours.
Evacuated like a goddamn bomb.
Within 15 minutes. No one had to tell anyone anything. 495, the 10-lane Widowmaker.
8-lane Widowmaker.
Isn't it? I thought it was 5 in some points. 5 on either side.
Yeah, but the majority of it's 4.
The 8-lane Widowmaker. She who claims all our lives. We play by her rules around here. The disgusting beltway that ensconces D.C.
That needs a new sniper.
Yeah.
So if someone wants to step up to the plate.
It looked like some kid was holding a goddamn lighter to the bottom of an ant farm, the way people were just pouring out of this. What? Like I said, 20 minutes?
Yeah, wait.
No
what,
bull?
What day was that, Monday or Tuesday?
Tuesday.
Tuesday. God, where the hell was I?
It was a goddamn joke.
Oh, I had to go to McLean. Yeah, even the toll road, like at that hour, was getting
backed
up.
I missed my shift at one of my crappy radio gigs. That's part-time, so if you miss it, you don't get paid. So the quake cost me a couple of bucks. I literally mean a couple because radio pays nothing. Because they wanted to inspect the building for damage. Like, I get it. We're not built with quakes in mind whatsoever. But really, unless you saw something physical, you're hearing a hiss and smelling the rotten eggs.
Anything
from a gas leak, what do you want?
Built after the slavery days of yore should
exactly.
have been able to stand up to it. Like, maybe you want to inspect Monticello, but... or Mount Vernon, because... well, no, Monticello actually would have been closer. is Charlottesville, but
oh, that's right at the episode.
Yeah. No, any modern building. I mean, we don't have like huge skyscrapers in this area. I mean, the Washington Monument, I think, is our tallest
building. And that kind of got a little jacked up, but I think just stones were jostled around. You know what? Let that goddamn thing fall. I'm sorry, I'm not saying that for shock value or to be anti-patriotic or whatever.
It's stupid.
We can't, in D.C., you're not allowed to have buildings taller than the Washington Monument. You know what a Fisher-Price, my first city, it makes that place look like? We have nothing. Everything's, what, 14 floors?
We have the trannies in DuPont Circle.
Exactly. Exactly. We have
that's all we have.
We have rainbow flags have and tranny LGBT bike rides fun and for four square blocks. That's it. That's how tiny and constricted a little crap hole of a city D.C. is.
No, every, it's like 4 miles, like corner to corner or something? Like,
it's
ridiculous.
Nothing. Every district people talk about is 6 blocks. You blink and you're in a new place.
Oh, like the Marion Barry Ward 8.
Exactly. The way people would talk about Greenwich or goddamn Manhattan or something like this. These are actual places. They encompass like square miles.
Well, actually, New York isn't that big because they built vertically, like not horizontally. I mean, you have like
the Well, the numbers are stuff. Stupid. Though.
Yeah, because they build up, whereas L.A., they
it's
build
It's what, like
out.
20 million people?
No, 10 million.
10 million?
Yeah. But probably.
And we have what, 1 million in D.C.?
In the city itself?
I think it's under. It's 750 or something, right?
There's no way it's a million. But the whole area, I mean, I remember Fairfax County was like a million when I was in elementary school. So, like, I mean, the whole D.C. area is a city. But just by virtue of the fact it's not the same address, it's like you got to take in the suburbs into account.
It's just weird to me, given that people move here on average, for pretty good white-collar jobs, we are
it's
not...
It's the only reason they move here.
Yeah, Aries, a toilet otherwise. Let's not sugarcoat it.
What... Like a great big P word.
Just waiting to get effed. So...
Oh, so Frank was better, huh?
Oh, yeah? What's coming to you? All right, the problem is... I'd like to think we're a smarter area on average. Doesn't that make sense?
I think it goes back
we're
to
something
else.
We're not the deep south. I don't have to say any more about that. We're not
people in this area.
The Midwest.
Because they're such honkies, they have so much just pent-up anger and resentment. So I think they look for any excuse not
people
to go to
work. People are going nuts about this goddamn hurricane, and
anything
they love it.
To, like, break the monotony of their dull, boring
oh,
lives.
I think it's the same thing, like, how people go on a roller coaster or watch a horror flick.
They just need
scared.
Something. They want to be a part of something exciting because this place is so boring.
To be scared in a safe way.
Something to break up the awful monotony of sticking their half rod into their fat, ugly, unattractive wife
and
with an ego 10 times their size.
And the kids that don't care. The kids that just could care less if a new daddy walked in the door tomorrow.
The kids that are just destined to be damaged goods like us. Like, there's just no hope of them ever being normal, well-adjusted human beings. You're either stuck-up, preppy a-holes or us.
Like, just us. What? Say no more.
Disaffected.
What you've like, heard for the first 25 minutes here, just more of that. A new generation using that generation's slang. I hate it here, and we're cowards because we go through nothing. I mean... That's a lot of America, don't get me wrong. We've got so many advances in medicine and our standard of living, much as it sucks.
I don't know, dude. Did you see that Sugar Land stage collapse?
No.
In the Indiana State Fair?
Yeah, I did.
Dude, the effing sky was black, and those necks were just out there. Like, even
what?
I...
What do they have to go home
And
to?
I have no regard for my life whatsoever. Like, I'm pissed, like, I'm not having band practice tonight because these P-words wanted to cancel.
Yeah.
Like... I would have gotten the hell out of there and be like, you see the sky is darker than Wesley Snipes, right?
It looks like a singularity opening above you.
When the clouds start to look like Minute Bull, you might want to seek shelter.
Seriously, it's going to open up and a couple HKs are going to drop out. It's just Time Warp Skynet style blackness, thunder and lightning.
Dude, I mean, the sky was literally
you
black.
You live in Indiana. You're going to the Indiana State Fair, Will. What do you have to go home to? Sugarland, you saved your Walmart dollars. You only smoked one pack a day for a year and a half to save up for Sugarland, even before last year's fair. All that had was goddamn Rascal Flatts, and they're played out by now.
Just so you could hear that twah who sang on the Bon Jovi song?
Yeah. That's it. You're going to go back home. As much as we have fat, gross wives, well, their wives are fatter and grosser.
Yeah, but the like high school chicks there, probably like off the hizzle.
Are you kidding?
That Midwestern cornfed tail.
I would serve consecutive life sentences to tear through a couple Midwestern cheerleading squads right now.
That reach their physical peak at like 16.
16 doesn't matter.
Hormones.
Doesn't matter. I would be like, toss the cuffs on now. Get me in 2 hours with a smile on my face.
Dude, I like...
Don't let me near it. Don't let me near cats. That's all. They'll attack me for the fishy-scented goodness.
But... anyway, I don't know. Hurricanes.
It just drives me... We're on topic. Okay. We're elaborating. We're gilding the lily.
Getting to illegal sexual activities.
Yeah. It's all hurricane-related. If you can't make that A to B in your brain, I can't help you, man. Everyone goes nuts here for anything.
Oh, that's... I forgot to mention... Because I also, like I said, I was there to get steaks, and I like to eat mushrooms with my steak.
Okay, gourmand.
All the mushrooms are gone.
Really?
Since when the hell are mushrooms a staple? So apparently it's milk, bread, toilet paper, and diced mushrooms.
I think people might have just been going for anything, King.
Yeah,
no, it was
like King of the Hill, to quote it again. Just anything on the shelf. I need it!
Goddamn. For me, I never need to look beyond how badly the biggest idiot in this area is going to react than just
Mom.
Watching our mother. Watching our mother in action. God bless Maria Papageorgiou.
I came by the house yesterday.
For all she hangs in the face of, she just hangs in there, but she is dumb when it comes to this. She is everything we've talked
people.
About. You might as well have taken every vague noun and just put the name Maria Papageorgiou in there.
Yeah, but that's sad if everyone else is, like, as scared of everything as she is. You're talking about a 68-year-old woman. And, like, men in their 30s have the same mentality.
Do you know what I did to prepare for this? I plugged in my Nintendo DS. I can play video games if I get bored of reading. And, like, sitting there with the door closed, whacking it.
I wanted to have some food so at least I won't starve, and that's it. I hope
you've
the goddamn
been in that
power
house before. We have cans to outlast the apocalypse. It could become Book of Eli out there tomorrow. And just what we have in Casa de Papageorgiou, within 3 weeks, I would be living like a god.
Yeah, but I wouldn't want to eat most of the stuff in there.
But you would. You'd be exchanging it for sexual favors. You'd just be like, give me your wife for this can of tomato soup.
Del Monte green beans.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You would be the major domo of that crap, man. You would be running the goddamn show with the food we have there, but it wasn't enough. And she went out on another $150 shopping spree. Lord knows how much pasta we have. How much sauce. And you know the best part, Will?
What the hell does she really get?
It disappears, and then I have to
all
throw
kinds
it
of, like,
away
little
5 years
treats.
Later. Exactly. Like, we're going to live off sustenance. Of shark bites for 17 weeks.
Fruits.
Exactly. Pick out the white shark bites. They're high in vitamin C. We'll eat those last when we're really hurting for nutrients.
Those are the only good ones, though.
Oh, the rest of the fruits are good ones. Now, I'll stick up. I think there's blue shark bites. Those
it's a
are good
creamy
too.
Treat amongst the like sea of fruit garbage.
Fruit-flavored filth. But what really set me the F off, we've now got countless pots of water on the stove and buckets filled with water in
Why?
Case the water supply gets tainted.
Are you effing serious?
I try to boil something when you get to the home of Maria tonight, sir, if you go.
Doesn't she have bottled water?
Try to heat up a can of Chef Boyardee. Oh, we have multiple packs of bottled water. Don't be silly. Don't be stupid, Will. Of course she has hundreds of bottles of water. But the rainstorm that will last, maybe some strong winds in the mix, the rainstorm, that's really what it is, a glorified goddamn rainstorm that will last until, what, noon tomorrow, tomorrow evening?
Hopefully, like, tomorrow morning.
We've planned for it. Like, we know the nukes are on their way.
But we could get nothing. They're saying, like, mostly east of 95. We're west of 95.
Well, don't tell that to her, because right now, there's a bathtub full of water. Drinking water. We'll just drink out of the goddamn bathtub like a dog about to get bathed.
I want to just go over there and piss in it.
Well, I beat you to that punch, buddy.
Oh, you did? Really?
Well, there's a bucket that she has that's right next to the toilet full of quote-unquote drinking water, and I've had to shake, you know, the dew off the lily a couple times, and let's just say that thing's about a quarter urine by that point. A lot of droplet action landing there. And we have a caller. I'm sure this will go well, because it always does. Hello! And the call's not coming through. What do I have to do?
I hear them.
I hear
her.
It's
not on the air.
It was Maria. Why wasn't that coming through?
Oh, well.
Yeah, broke my effing heart. Son of a bitch. The phone pod's on.
Must have been the hurricane.
Yeah, exactly.
I already took out the phone lines.
Oh, someone had ratcheted down the caller volume all the way. There we are. In case Maria calls back, we'll be armed. I recognize the voice. I can get that one off the faintest of hints of the tones.
Nails on a chalkboard.
Oh, God bless her. She's, yeah, that's not the most soothing sound to fall asleep to if you want. Oh, hold on. Let's see if we get this. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, Mom.
John, that's for flushing the toilet, that extra water, in case there's no power.
Oh, wait, what? We have an electric toilet?
You're not drinking that.
We better not be. There's a lot of my piss floating in that thing.
All right.
Well, wait,
I can't hear you. Actually, I can't hear you very well.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
All right. Everyone screws with the dials around this place, assholes.
The
toilet isn't an electric device. I'm confused.
All I know is that sometimes when there's no water power and everything goes off, I mean, things are... Remember, my favorite saying is...
I'm an idiot.
Prepare for the worst and expect the best.
Why wouldn't we just piss
you
and
don't
crap
expect
outside?
The best. You prepare for the worst and you want the worst.
You pray for the worst and prepare
you
for
you just pray for disaster.
Because then you could kick yourself in the hiney for not getting ready when they told you to be ready.
Nothing makes you happier than when someone is sick or dying.
Stop it.
Oh, God bless her.
I've never seen her happier than the times I've been in the hospital.
Oh, she loves it. She loves to be a mother. And we're grown men now, so all she can do is pray for us to be incapacitated in some way. Oh, she'd like nothing better than like to know we'd be okay, but just have a good six-month scare of something. Like a lupus flare-up. I don't know. Oh, are you kidding? That'd be sex to her.
Oh, Lord.
That would be her Sibian.
Why would anyone want to take care of anyone else?
I mean,
it's a foreign concept to me.
You know, I want to make sure you guys are okay, but pretty much outside of that, the world can burn.
Yeah, just, but to welcome it into your life by having a kid, terrible.
I think you gotta have one at some point. I mean, we differ in this.
Oh, God, no. I mean, I can't
gotta
speak
pop one out
for
at some
how
point.
I'm going to feel when I'm in my 30s or 40s, but.
I'm speaking for you in your 30s, two vast years from now.
I just, no. Like, how am I going to go to the gym at 3 a.m. if I
have
a kid?
You won't for a while. You'll pretty much have to get a house where that setup is in place. You got a couple things. Or where they watch the kid.
I don't want to do that.
Where some 16-year-old Latina is paid $8 an hour to watch your child. Anyone taking advantage of that is a horrible being. They know exactly what they're entrusting their child to.
The kids' club... In my gym, it's the saddest sight. First of all...
So like a gulag or something?
Well, no, it's just all kids of all ages. So, like, yeah, babies and 12-year-olds are supposed to play together. Because they have so much common ground. And I just remember...
And no one's watching it. The 12-year-old could be, like, just rubbing peanut butter on his dick. Just some Gerber. That's how he could start his
some
explorations into
bush.
Erotica. Exactly. Here comes the airplane.
Yeah, because also, first of all, like, I think...
Billy Basil Jr.?
All the girls who work there, you know, they get free memberships to the gym.
Oh, they don't care.
So they'll just, like, come out and work out, probably, when they're supposed to be working.
I mean, I just... okay, I'm going to preface this by saying I don't really, like, look in the kids' club. I don't care to. I just walk past it. Are you really going to tell me with a straight face it's not some pimple-faced twat sitting on her iPhone texting away to her heart's content?
No, that's exactly what it is. And I just remember seeing one time this, like, little black kid, like, just pressed up against the glass. Like, he's in prison, and he wanted out so bad. Like, you know when you see a zoo animal, like, hold on to the bars?
Yeah, exactly.
And it's just, you can tell.
They comprehend how small their world is.
You see the anguish in their eyes. They know they're trapped, and there's not a damn thing.
They know their parents aren't doing what they should be doing for them. I mean, having a kid is pretty much a full goddamn...
Yeah.
Time job.
You can't be selfish and have a kid. That's why I don't want them. Like, I want to be selfish.
Yeah.
I want to just do what I want to do. So
I'm torn because I don't have the loot for one now, don't have the time, and I really can't process wanting one.
That's what I was saying. Like, I don't see the desire.
I want the name to go on, and I think, like, it'd be awesome to be a divorced dad. Like, 2 days... One day a week, I could be goddamn great as a dad. Beyond that, I'd be horrible.
Wednesdays from 3 to 7 p.m.
Yeah. Oh, I'd be an all-star. I would bring it down. We would watch iCarly. We would eat nothing but ice cream. That kid would be hooked the hell up.
See, like, that's the extent of the relationship I could have right now.
Oh, yeah. What would be horrible?
Just come over and F me one day a week. The other 6 days, I don't want to talk to you.
Well, just imagine that first summer where the kid gets in a really big fight with mommy. And she's like, I want to spend the summer with you.
Oh, boy.
Oh, the verbal acrobatics you would have to go through to get out of that.
You see, Daddy
just avoid
really
saying, you know
you.
What? I really don't like you all that much. Like, I respect you're my kid, and I don't want to screw you up and turn you into a stripper by articulating how little I care.
But that's the other thing with kids. It's like you can't pick them the way you can pick, like, a girlfriend or wife. Who will change anyway?
Or a pet.
So, yeah, like, what if you get an a-hole?
Well, you kind of got to, like, decrease the odds. I don't know, man.
Some of those kids are just monsters, man. Like, I think, yeah, to a certain extent, it is environmental.
I mean, look at Maria. Look at us. We just, she nurtures us for all this time, and what do? We hop on the air and mock her.
I'm not mocking her.
To an audience
breaking her balls.
Yeah.
But, no, I mean, I love her, obviously.
Of course.
There's nothing funny about that.
I'll love her more now that she controls all the fresh water in Fairfax County, apparently.
But what the hell? Like, I teach kids, you know, and some of those just rotten mother effers, and they had to have been that way since the cradle.
There's just no way for the evil to get in them.
It's the same way I could tell, like, a 7-year-old or 9-year-old kid is gay. Obviously, it's not.
Oh, they come out flouncy.
Yeah. It's born in them.
That's always puzzled the hell out of me. How are you, like, 40 and one day you're like, oh, I'm gay?
Because you've been repressing it your whole life.
Is that
life.
It? You
yeah,
just don't want to face it?
No, that's from environmental stuff, because your whole life you've been brought up like you're not supposed to be gay.
But do they know they're gay in some way? Or is it like Manchurian Candidate, like a switch flips? They're like, oh, I'm going to kill the president and then SSD.
No, they know. It's just they repress the hell out of it.
Okay.
Because we vilify it so much in our society. I mean, not so much now, but back in the 50s, like, you know how many gay dudes?
Yeah, the guy's like, I don't want to grow that mustache. I don't want to grow the goddamn John Waters mustache and wear a zoot suit.
Yeah, so I mean, like, get married and have kids and just...
Oh, God.
Imagine one hole was another.
Yeah, and then the kid...
Do what they needed to do.
Walks in on dad pushing fudge and hangs himself like 2 weeks later.
Hanging out in a bathhouse. And then divorcing mommy and becoming a confirmed bachelor.
Oh, God.
Living with his friend for the remainder of his life.
My friend, Waylon.
Just two swinging bachelors in their 50s.
Oh, and their crazy adventures. What are they going to get into this week? Oh. Tearing up the town. Ladies, watch your skirts.
Yeah, it was like those two Disneykes who lived across the street from us, Ruth and Judy.
Oh, well, you didn't have to go with the full names.
But, those weren't their full names. Those were first names.
Now in the future, once we make it big about 10 years from now and people get into the biography, now this will
look this up on Google Maps.
Exactly. They'll be like, oh, this is where those
they lived in a house where you can hear the Essie music coming from now.
Yeah.
And by music, I mean music. Goddamn my pronunciation.
We had a couple of lesbian neighbors. They were good people.
Yeah, but never in a million years did they ever say they were gay.
No, not at all. There wasn't any...
Even though one was so butch, she looked neither male nor female.
She looked like she beat the crap out of you, though. I would not take...
I hate to run into that, man.
I would not take on Ruth in a dark alley. God bless her. Yeah,
it was like
lady.
The femme in that relationship was a diesel dyke.
Oh, horrible. I love them both.
I know, me too.
Yeah. Yeah, you're correct.
But...
Neither was too lipsticky there.
No.
Just kind of a lesser of two evils scenario.
The John Kerry versus George Bush scenario.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Oh,
how much
God.
Longer do we have to bleed? Oh, God, 20 minutes.
It just came crashing down on me, too. After you got
I knew
us
we
should have thought
of a second topic.
Oh, I got a second topic.
All right, good.
We got some stuff to make fun of after we go home. And what do we have on the horizon? Are you actually coming back to the compound, or are you going to your joint?
I mean, I'm...
Who wouldn't want Maria running around during a thunderstorm?
I'd maybe go there and nap. Like, I'd want to go to the gym because I'm not practicing tonight.
That'll be closed.
My gym, in general, because it's in a clock tower for some weird reason, and yeah. It's just SE Construction.
Because you live in Germany. A German cuckoo clock in
1890. It leaks when it rains hard. Like, there's extensive water damage to the roof.
Oh,
and
I heard
ceiling.
Water leaking in here just from this rain.
Yeah,
like,
but
I heard a trickle.
When it rains in my gym, it starts dripping. So I don't even want to
like everywhere?
See. No, like in a few select spots. But when it rains heavily, I mean, it's pretty shabby and noticeable because we're in the ghetto.
Oh, they're not going to let you in then because you could
the
slip
whole
and...
glass could just collapse. But I'd kind of want to see it.
That would be pretty badass.
No, my gym is disgusting. There's a billiards room. A pool hall upstairs. The drunks come down and just smoke in the elevators and stink it up. Last night, some guy puked all over our floor. Like
got out just to do that.
Yeah, instead of going outside.
Because I know where you're talking about. Your gym is what, fourth floor? Or no, the pool hall is the fourth floor. Your gym is second. And there's an elevator.
The gym is first and second. So the pool hall is third. But you're right, it is the fourth. I don't know why. I think because the gym is so tall. The gym is actually three floors. God damn it. How is that?
Long story short, people have a bit of a trek coming back down to the parking lot when they're loaded.
It's just an elevator ride, but he made it to the bottom floor, the atrium, if you will. So the elevator is closer to the door outside, or he could have just puked on the sidewalk, but instead he chose...
Oh, he actually wandered
he chose
back
to go
into
further
the gym complex.
In,
yeah.
Right, to go to where the... Okay, that's it. Yeah, the
what,
gym
what
is
could have
floors.
Been affecting that drunkard's logic? I
so
don't know.
So he puked on the stairs.
The drunk man wasn't thinking clearly. All right,
so there's three floors. There's a ground floor where it's an elevator or stairs to go up to the gym.
Yeah.
And then the gym is two more floors after that. So the gym is really floors two and three.
Okay.
Floor one is just elevator and stairway. He puked at the base of the stairs. And then also in – they have that like last-minute towel drop. You know, it's like, hey, if you still have one of our towels.
Oh, did he make in that?
Yeah. So he – then walk.
I was joking. That is disgusting.
18 feet to just puke on
into
the towels.
Into a bucket. What is man's visceral fascination? Just like you have to piss on something if you can.
It's like he was doing the world a favor.
Something.
It's like you realize someone's got to reach in and take those goddamn towels out and then wash them.
Poor Gustavo.
Yeah, and I know exactly who it was, too. Some overweight Hispanic gentleman.
Poor Jorge.
F him, because he always seems to be where I am, and he'll stick his mop like up your D.
Your culo.
Like, you know how usually, like, if you're on a machine, like, they tend to leave you alone
yeah.
and kind of mop around? Not this dude. He has his own agenda. Like, I was getting on a bench.
He marches
like,
the beat of his own drummer.
He's so important what he's doing, so he'll stick the goddamn mop, like, under your leg.
Oh, you know, it's so passive-aggressive, too.
Before like, you touch the floor. Oh, God, dude, it's like the Charlie Murphy thing. It's like, he always has this thing where he's got to F with me. Like, I could go from one floor to another, and he'll follow me down and, like, just be mopping right around me.
Anti-gringo agenda. Yeah. I just, for me, it's probably like, screw you that you can afford this.
Exactly. It is hostile.
While
his
I
mopping.
Go home and I live off of dollar menus.
I mean, I'm not mean to the dude, but.
My kid is four and now a diabetic.
just like, what you're doing is not so goddamn important. The floor's just going to get dirty tomorrow. And it doesn't even look like you clean it that well, so. What's the goddamn point? You're mopping a rubber floor.
Gyms are disgusting, though. Like, the dirt they generate. I, for the week I worked in a gym, the whole glorious week, we had to mop down. This is no bull. We had to mop down the cardio machines every 2 hours. And I'm not talking for sweat. I mean, like, that's, it would take 2 hours before it looked like it had been left in some ancient manner for 76 years.
Why? It's because, like, dust would stick to the sweat everywhere.
I guess because of the sweat. I mean, you let crap work in a gym and the fans are just billowing it around, I suppose. They are disgusting, dirty places. You really are on a perpetual cleaning cycle.
I don't know.
A gym left to its own devices will look like a locker room in about 90 minutes.
Yeah, just because
from
people
there
are
to
slots,
a frat house in 2 hours.
They won't even re-rack their goddamn weights. And like,
well,
people,
sometimes I do that. You know. Sometimes it was just too much. Just took it out of me. Got to walk home on that high of putting up the 315. It's another man's burden to take it off.
See, like,
I justify it as you shouldn't be on that if you shouldn't be, if you can't lift that much.
No, I mean, if you can't lift a 45-pound, if the guy, yeah, that's sad, but I mean, women can't.
If you see a bench with 135 on it and that's an issue to you, don't get on the bench.
You've never seen a woman just sit next to a machine like standing around looking to see if someone's coming back?
Are you kidding me?
And you're next to them and you just know they're going to ask you, like, have you seen anyone working here?
I have never been talked to by a woman in my goddamn life in the gym. I take that back. There was one hot ginger that I botched things horribly with. And we won't get into that.
Milnarski one?
No. Another. Okay, a couple gingers. Gym's a good place to get gingers.
Goddamn.
I've never, seriously, every woman I ever see in a gym exists to go in with her headphones plugged in and pretty much radiate, do not effing talk to me.
No, there's people who socialize with each other. But
you,
like,
can tell a chick who's down to socialize because, one, she's in makeup, and, two, there's no headphones.
I mean, I don't socialize with anyone. Like, guys will talk to me, and I'll talk to them, but for the most part, as with most of my life, I just want to be left alone.
You just view it as prison. You're like, I want to get out of here.
I'm there to work out. It's not a goddamn bar. Like, to me, having people, I like going in the middle of the night where I'm not distracted by people, and I can just examine my symmetry in the mirrors like an OCD maniac that I am.
Uh-huh.
And people probably just stare at me like, what
flip
the
on
F
goodbye horses, you know? Dance to it.
And I'll just stand in front of the goddamn mirrors tearing myself apart.
You F me. I'd F me. I'd F me hard.
Dude, when I work out quads, like, there's a, you know, there's the locker room and then there's like the one deuce bathroom upstairs where you can actually lock it, where there's like a urinal and a toilet. Mm-hmm. And that's where everyone goes to drop piles. But I'll go in there and, like, you know, drop trowel so I can, like, look at my thighs and make sure they're even.
Oh, man. Nicely done. I wish I had that kind of trim.
Oh, but
That kind of body fat percentage for me, I'm just like, it's getting bigger. That's all I can clock.
No, when you're pumped and stuff, it's a lot easier to tell. And, I mean, that's what determines what you're going to look like once you, like, go home and eat and sleep. Once you're all swole up.
Swolled.
Anyway, so that's why I can't have kids, because I'm too busy doing that. One has clearly taken greater precedence in my life.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I can tell. You kind of have a passion here.
Yeah, so that's much more important to me than, like, bringing life into the world and fostering it and nurturing it.
Yeah, see, man, I kind of want the name to live on just a little bit. The ideal situation would be some hot lesbian needing sperm.
What the hell is that movie where that black guy goes around like effing
lesbians? Oh, one
of
those Spike Lee joints.
I forgot what it was called.
It was
some pretty hot trim.
Movie that wasn't Malcolm X.
It was just like hot Asian lesbos.
Yeah, just wanted to get banged out. But you can tell it's a work of fiction.
Yeah, and he actually made his living doing this.
Yeah,
because
exactly.
They'd pay him like $15,000 a throw.
Exactly. Like, seriously, because a lesbian wouldn't just like doll herself up, go to a bar, pick out the one guy she thinks isn't like gross.
Stick me.
Yeah, and get it for free. She needs to pay for hot black seed.
Paying the 5 digits.
What a joke. I hope that movie ended with all of them getting together and conspiring and suing his ass for child support.
Or they just find out he had AIDS, so all their babies are born with AIDS.
Oh, my God. That's the sequel.
Oh, man. All right, so what was the other topic?
Oh.
Do we have any more time?
We can pretty much punch out right about now. The other topic, which we would explore if we ever take this to a 90-minute format, which I'd love to. I know you're a busy guy.
We're limping to the finish line after 40 minutes.
Shut the hell up. Let's act like we can do.
But we also don't have our third mic. And we literally did no show prep because we're like, talk about the hurricane.
Yeah, that's it.
That seems fitting.
I wish I could say that isn't really how it's done professionally, but that kind of is. It's just like, so let's talk about this story, this story, this story. Yeah.
No, but I mean, like, they have staffs giving them news feeds or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So, we have, if not.
Just as a guy who works in a radio station, though, we're probably closer to the real thing than we'd like to be. Than you'd like to think it is.
Oh, I mean, I'd like to think it's this way, because I think if you try to stick to a script, it's not real radio.
Yeah.
Like, this is improvisational theatre, if you will.
You missed it, though.
This is Commedia dell'arte, baby.
That old bitch who comes on before us, I don't know her name, and she's probably the nicest lady on earth.
That old twat. The dice man.
She has played the same episode, I'm not kidding, 3 months in a row now. And I walk in every day at 2:30, and it's the same segment. Literally, it's the same phrase. That's how clockwork I am, I suppose. And I never intend to be.
But she's not actually here, right?
No, it's just a pre-record, but she used to alternate the goddamn pre-recorded episodes. And now it's been 3 months, I walk in, and it's a guy going, torture doesn't destroy the humanity of the tortured. It destroys the humanity of the torturer. And then she comments, just an awful human being could do, not even a human being, something like that. I hear the same goddamn thing every time I'm pulling out the laptop. Like, I want your hour, lady.
I thought their show was about real estate.
I know. What is the real estate in Burma or something? Under the Khmer Rouge?
Like, what the hell are they talking about? Like,
sounds like real estate in Kristallnacht, you know?
According to their theme song, it sounds like that.
The happy country theme song, which I love.
Well, it's not so happy. Like, how badly does that guy want to say Jew?
Yeah, like, yeah. Them tricky lawyers, yeah, and their
slick
big noses.
Managers and lawyers. Like, how many takes did they have to do before they finally got him to agree to that? Or you know, like, the Pro Tools editing?
Yeah.
Just slick, man.
Oh, my God. No, it's true. I love that song, though. God damn.
Wicked elitist Christ killed. No. Phil, that's not going to work.
Oh, at 2:57, I'll be taking my final piss before the show, and I'm just humming along to that thing in the crapper.
They drove the nails into his hands, just like they do into your houses. Hey, this is for public
Jesus
radio.
Is by the Latinos? on that merry note, I think we can call it a day.
Yeah.
Doesn't get any higher than Christ killing. Will, thanks for being back, man.
Oh, it's nice. It was fun.
It damn well is. Hopefully we can start doing more of these. If you ever get bored,
No, I mean, I should be good on a regular basis. Like, last week, the singer was gone, so we just moved it earlier, so we have to practice, like, during the goddamn graveyard shift.
Uh-huh.
And then, I don't know, before that, I slept through my alarm by 2 hours or
Nicely
something.
Nicely done. I was going to let you slide on that, but okay. If you want to get a hold of Will on Twitter, he loves him, that ass. He's at Billy Basil. If you want to get a hold of me, John Papa Giorgio, I'm at Papa's Basement. The show's archives, as well as my writing, are at mpapasbasement.com. And until next Saturday, 3 p.m. at fcac.org/WEBR.
That is if this building is still standing.
Exactly. If we live through the hurricane.
And it doesn't look like the house at the end of Wayne's World.
Why? Clutching Garth's prone form. Oh, man. Well, until then, all that notwithstanding, we're out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. And had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way.